What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great time!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
What up, and welcome back to an episode of Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And just like that, we are back once again with another episode. It's been a while since I've come on here. I forget when the last time I even came on here. Just doing a lot of stuff, been all over the place, and really haven't had time to sit down and look, but I think one of the things that I'm extremely knowledgeable about and that I know a lot about and I've done for about 4 years now, 4 or 5 years, is look at NFL salary cap and free agency and contracts, and if this is a good contract, if this is a bad contract, look at the guarantees, look at how much money teams have on salary cap, how they're doing, what moves they made this offseason, is this move right, is this move wrong, blah, 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 etc. You get where I'm going at it. So I'm going to sit here today, and what better way to procrastinate on my homework than do a podcast episode. So I'm not going to sit here and yap about my whole life for a minute, so let's get right into it right now. Starting off with the Falcons, I think that's what everybody wants to hear usually on these episodes, obviously being a huge Falcons fan. We'll start off with how they did. I thought the offseason was awful. Like, I thought it was an awful offseason. To me, this offseason indicated we're gonna play for 2027, and Cunningham, and I've never seen a fan base be so like excited for compensatory picks. I think that's how you say it. Like, I don't get, you get a fifth, sixth, and a seventh when you're best, one of the best players on defensive leagues. We get a fifth round pick that maybe hits 10% of the time. Wow. We get a sixth when our slot corner leaves and our corner is torn his ACL in week 10 at practice. Who's going to play slot corner next year? We didn't sign a single corner yet. And then Kumbaya, Bradley Pinion left. And then you get a seventh form. Like seriously, why are we celebrating like that? What's there to be happy about? So looking at the Falcons cap, the highest cap hit is a right guard and a safety. Two of the least, like, lowest positional values on the field, which is awful. Which is so bad. I don't know. I like the Tua signing. I really do like the Tua signing. $1.3 million for a guy who led the league completion percentage 2 to 3 years ago. I think that's awesome. I think the Jahan Dotson deal is atrocious. This guy had 250 yards last year. He played 17 games and one touchdown. And Jalen Hurts. He had Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. And yes, there's two better receivers. You're telling me Jahan Dotson is going to be better than Darnell Mooney, who played on a broken collarbone last year and had inconsistent quarterback play and had 1,000 yards essentially the year before? Yeah, I can't get behind that. I think the Jahan Dotson and Cutty Mooney was an awful deal. And he goes to New York and he's going to fit in really well. Letting Kaden Ellis walk, okay, yes, I'm fine with that. But where is the replacement? There's no replacement. Devine Diablo was really good. Devine Diablo might also be really good because the guy next to him is Kaden Ellis and he was hurt all year. Who's going to play linebacker next year? Like, who's going to play linebacker next year? We're going to draft Jacob Rodriguez in the second round. That guy was, what, top five in the Heisman? Why is he falling so low? Like, I just don't know. I don't know. I can't sit here and watch film all day. I wish I could get paid to do that, but instead I don't. So instead I just act like I know what I'm talking about on podcasts. But like, who's gonna play linebacker there? And okay, we signed Austin Hooper for $3.5 million. So are we gonna be running 13 personnel all the time? I hope we do, because now we're paying what got 21, 22 million tied up in our tight end room next year. How's that gonna go? We didn't sign a corner, we haven't signed a linebacker, nothing. We're too busy celebrating getting fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks next year. I love the Tua signing. It makes sense. Like, I think that's good. The special teams like Nick Folk and who's the other guy they just signed? Jake Bailey. I think whoever the special team coach wants, bring him in. That's what they want. Olamide Zaccheaus. Who cares, bro? He's 29. Let's look at statistics last year. Why do I keep getting? Oh my god. Let's look at statistics last year. 45 receptions, 500 receivers. No. Oh wait, no, that was 2 years ago. 39 received receptions, 313 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a lot better offense and a lot better coach than what we have. I don't know, man. I think the only thing that keeps me going on this team is the fact that we were a win away from winning the division, and we were somehow eliminated week 14, and we got tied for first. So I like the Stefanski signing. I think the Matt Ryan thing, in all respect, is just a move to make the fan base happy. I think it's very interesting he's the top executive. I like seeing his name up there. I like how he's coming back with Atlanta and staying with Atlanta. I'm just very curious to see how this has played out because it's never happened before in the NFL of having your former MVP and your best player in your franchise now running your franchise executively. He's played football his whole life. That's not a knock on Matt Ryan. I just think it's be very curious to see how that works out. So kind of just going down and looking at salaries, and then I would love to talk about fifth-year options, but to me, that's out of the picture. I think the JSN deal actually is a really, really good deal. You can cut him in 2031 and save a lot of money. I think that's a really good deal, but we'll talk about that later. A move I really, really liked. This website is so messed up. I think the Jalen Phillips one is really interesting because it's $30 million a year for a guy who was just in the system with the Eagles. And with the Eagles, he had 14 tackles combined and assisted and 2 sacks in 8 games to play. So last year, he had 5 sacks coming off, I believe, an Achilles. So I don't see how that's worth $30 million a year, personally. His highest sacks ever was 8.5. I think that's his rookie year. I don't know. I mean, I know you can't look at the numbers and say he gets sacks, but is 5 sacks getting you $30 million a year now? Like, is that how it is? Is the edge market so broken? Is the receiver market so broken that Jahan Dotson is getting that much money? I don't know. Like, I'm really confused about that. I'm really curious to see also what the Raiders do in bringing in Mendoza and essentially another player. I'm also very curious to see where Ty Simpson goes. I think Ty Simpson is going to be a prospect that's very hyped up. I think he's a little banged up that injury in the second half. I think he's a very good quarterback if he sits and waits a year. That's something to talk about later. The Tyler Lindenbaum deal is the worst deal in free agency. It's awful. I don't care if he's top 5. You're paying him $8 million above the average of what Creed Humphrey was paid, and he's a center. Center is a very easy position in the NFL, and there's a reason it's not highly paid. It is a very non-valuable position at all. I'm telling you, $27 million, this guy better be telling me who's blitzing every single play. I think that deal's awful. I think that's a deal that is only happened so he would come to Vegas. Yes, you're building your offensive line, and you're getting now, I guess, an experienced center with your rookie quarterback. I'm not in love with how much money he got paid. I don't care that the salary cap's going up. I think that's an awful deal. Ovave away? Where has this guy been for the last few years in the NFL? I've never heard of this dude. He gets $96 million because he had one good season. That's an awful deal. Trey Hendrickson, I think the Trey Hendrickson thing makes sense. It makes sense in the Ravens, and it's really crappy what they did and the fact that they agreed to the Crosby contract. They knew he was banged up. He got surgery in, what, week 17? And that was a whole big deal. They knew he was banged up. They realized they could sign Hendrickson, so they backed out the Crosby deal. I'd do the same thing. I would do the same thing. I think it's crappy. I think it may hurt DeRosa, who he trades with in the future. I don't think it's a bad deal. Alec Pierce, the receiver market is so inflated, and he took less money to stay with the Colts, which I think is extremely interesting. His cap hit this year is now $9 million, so they're backloading that. The Colts are essentially going all in on this Daniel Jones thing, and with Sauce Gardner, they're going to be in a dumpster fire in 3 years. And we're going to look back and be like, what were they thinking? Like, this is awful because they're spending all this money on Daniel Jones coming off of 20 Achilles. And we already saw how that went with Kirk Cousins, right? And we've seen Daniel Jones in the past. I was a huge Daniel Jones guy last year. It is just not going to work. The Colts are going all in on something I think is too much. I think Sauce Gardner is intriguing, and they're paying Anthony Richardson $10 million to sit the bench because they wasted such a bad pick on him. Trade him. Trade him the Chiefs. Just trade him. Get him off the team. Who cares? Who cares? Get him off the team. The Alec Pierce deal is not awful, I think, for a guy who's one of the best deep ball receivers in the league. I just can't believe teams are giving him more money. And I think the receiver market is so inflated. He's the 9th highest paid receiver. I think Alec Pierce is a great deep ball receiver. I don't think he's the 9th best receiver in the league. But again, there's guys on options, blah, blah, blah. Well, I guess he's 10th now with the JSN deal. At the time of recording, this is Monday, March 23rd. Romeo Doubs deal, yeah, I guess. Like, you need a receiver, but I don't know. The Wandell Robinson one makes sense to me. Malik Willis, I thought he was going to get a lot more money. I think Malik Willis is an awful quarterback. I don't think he's good. I don't think he's going to thrive in Miami. He's one of those guys who's going to get destroyed in Miami just because there's no talent around him, and people are going to realize, wow, this guy stinks, after he was in a Green Bay system with four guys who can almost play wide receiver one on that team and in a floor offense, which is very simple, and he ran the ball, and he was healthy for two games, and he played later in the year. I don't know about Malik Willis. I really don't. I really don't get it. I think that contract is a lot lower than I expected. I just don't love it. JFM got a lot of money. I would have loved him to go on Atlanta, but $21 million for an interior defensive lineman. I mean, Tennessee has so much money. I guess it makes sense, but it's just, I don't know. Interesting. Boye Mafe to the Bengals. Just saying, a bad sign. Rashid Shaheed, I'm all for him staying. I think that's a good deal. I think Etienne, that's just, like, the Saints are just not being the Saints, and I think they're really trending in the right direction of having a rookie quarterback, spending money elsewhere. I don't think paying Etienne was the direction I would have gone in. I think that almost essentially shows that they're going to be out on Jeremiah Love. I never thought they were in on Jeremiah Love in the first place. It's just, they have so much money backloaded this year, and they're taking so much money off of Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, and Derek Carr. This team is in the right direction because they hit on their last draft. That's a huge thing. I know Kelvin Banks was a good pick. Tyler Shaw was a good pick. So now you have 3 years of security paying a cheap quarterback. The Saints have a chance with Kellen Moore at the helm to have a good team the next few years. I really like what they're doing. Cleveland is spending a lot of money on their offensive line, and I think it would not make sense at all whatsoever to draft a quarterback in Cleveland. I think Cleveland had a really good draft last year. I think Andrew Berry got very lucky and kept his job. Stefanski was told before week 18 he was out. He said that himself. I would have kept Stefanski. I think Stefanski was the scapegoat. I think the Shadur thing was all messed up with Dillon Gabriel. I think that was a crummy situation. I still think Dillon Gabriel ends up in Atlanta, but that's a conversation for another episode. The Deshaun Watson deal is so bad. If they did not have this Deshaun Watson deal, this Cleveland team is going to be very good. They have to hit on their first-round pick, whether it being an offensive player, tackle, or receiver. I think receiver is the route they go. I'll do a draft episode later because I feel like I'm starting to feel for how teams can draft. Bradley Chubb, the Bills just always spend, they never get anybody big, but they get guys big who are a little bit on the end of their year on cheaper deals because they know they're going to win. I just think at one point, I guess the DJ Moore trade was a big trade. Just at one point, I would love to see the Bills finally say and trade their first-round pick and be like, we are all in. And I think the DJ Moore trade was not a good trade. Personally, taking all that money, giving away that, I think it was a late second-round pick for him. I still think it's too much. I think it's a great move by Chicago. I think it's an all-now move for Buffalo. I just don't like them taking that contract on for the next 3 years for a guy who's starting to get very, very old. And he essentially regressed last year. Yes, he was in a different system. But, I mean, Ben Johnson's system with Roma Dunze always out. I know Luther Burns taking a step up. I know Colson Loveland's taking a step up. 50 receptions, 680 yards, and 6 touchdowns. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe Josh Allen figures him out. In fantasy, I'm staying away from DJ Moore. I always stay away from Bills receivers. But that's just something else to know. Mike Evans, it makes sense. Like, it kind of felt like, you know, the Bucs are going to look back next year, and I think Flores gets fired, but you're not a piece away in San Francisco on the offense. Really, you're not. You just got unlucky with all these injuries, and maybe he gives you some stability. I think you would pay Jawan Jennings over Mike Evans. I think 3 years for Mike Evans. I think he's old. I think he's almost on his way out. Maybe he fits well in Shanahan, but then you also got Kittle, who's a Yak guy. You got Pearsall, who can run. Jawan Jennings, if he comes back on a cheaper deal. Ryan, you got a jump ball guy, Mike Evans. So maybe it works out for San Francisco. I think Devin Lloyd to the Panthers is money. Money. I thought it was a great move. Great move. I wish the Patriots a little more. I think the Giants are going to be a really, really good football team next year. I think they're going to be one of the teams that makes the playoffs and surprise teams. And then I'm going to go with the Falcons. But Jamel Dean left and go to Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh cannot wait every single year to make this quarterback decision. So I think at some point you got to come out and make that decision on that. I don't know why they take so long. I like the McCarthy hire. I don't know why they keep waiting on Aaron Rodgers. I don't know why Aaron Rodgers keeps waiting. I know the Raiders did a solid job. Besides the Lindenbaum overpay, yeah. Stuff was nice. They got a linebacker core. And then you get Crosby's contract back on the books. I really think who would have benefited most from that Crosby trade is the Raiders. I still think it's the Raiders. They get that contract off the books. They get a high first-round pick this year. And, yes, that first-round pick for Baltimore is going to be later next year. But then with you having your franchise quarterback and not having to worry about that, you're going to have two picks to trade up next year. And next year is a very loaded draft class. So I think that's probably why the Falcons, you're looking, and yes, I'm a Falcons fan, so I'm keep looking, but you want those picks because next year a lot of teams, I believe, are going to trade up and get a quarterback. And let's see. There's going to be some quarterback needy teams next year. Off the gate, just kind of listing some off who could be in play. The Cardinals are in play. Jets will be in play. Steelers will be in play. Colts could potentially be in play. Rams will be in play. Browns could always be in play. Who knows with them? I think the Bucs is going to surprise people because I think they're going to be really bad this year and they may move on from Baker, but that's something to note. Texans could be in play, but I think that's just a lot of smoke. Falcons will totally be in play. And then maybe the Vikings. I think Kyler Murray's going to work out really well. I think that's also one of the best signs of free agency is Kyler Murray. Panthers, no. They'll pick up Bryce's fifth-year options. Giants and Dolphins will be in play next year. So a lot of teams are going to be in play next year already talking about. It just depends on who takes Ty Simpson out of those teams and who waits on them. I think Pittsburgh is a great place to do that right there, taking Ty Simpson. But we always say that, hey, Pittsburgh's got to take a quarterback, and last time they did that, it was an awful pick, one of the worst picks in that draft, and taking Kenny Pickett. So that's just something to note as well. Looking, anything else I really like? Kate Otten, 3 years, $30 million. Yeah, get your bag. Reed Blankenship. Blankenship was a crybaby when he left. Come on, dude. You win a championship. Javon Hargrave to Green Bay could do damage. I think the Jets are going to be better next year. I think they're on the right trajectory with all these picks. They're not going to take a quarterback. They're not going to take Ty Simpson at all. I'm not falling for that. They're going to roll with Geno, have a bad year, have a high pick and a good quarterback next year. And I think the Jets are making some momentum. I think Aaron Glenn still has 2 years left in job security. J.K. Dobbins, I can't fall for him anymore. I just can't. Algier to the Cardinals. Love Algier. Hate to see him go. Mr. Trubisky to Tennessee was interesting. I think it's because Dable was with him in Buffalo. Just kind of something interesting. Yeah, Elijah Wilkinson was a clown, too. I don't know why that dude turned into such a clown. Yeah, a lot of comp picks for the Falcons. And I think now kind of turning and looking to the draft, what am I feeling? Well, now, one interesting thing is I think you're going to see a team in the top three, a.k.a. the Jets or the Cardinals, not like where they're at. They're not going to like where they're at, and they're going to trade back. Because the Jets and the Cardinals, there's no chance they compete at all next year, especially with the divisions they're in. If someone is really going to like Arvell Reese, a David Bailey, like Jeremiah Love, Caleb Downs, something like that, I think the best case scenario for the Jets is trading down and the Cardinals. And if the Jets trade down, they are going to have so many picks, and they are going to be loaded. With the Chiefs getting Kenneth Walker, which I think Kenneth Walker is an overrated football player as well. I think he got $15 million. So, I think he's overpaid. I think he's very overrated. If the Chiefs were in play for Jeremiah Love, it would have been very interesting because they traded back and got that first-round pick. That would have been very interesting. I think Caleb Downs to New York is a lock. I really do. I know they have Javon Holland in that secondary. I don't think he's been on the what team? Two years now? Definitely 1 year. I think seeing Harbaugh have Kyle Hamilton in Baltimore, and then his brother has Jerwin James in L.A., and they both love those guys. How will the Giants not take Caleb Downs at five? I just can't get away from it. I also think there's no way we see Jeremiah Love go forward to Tennessee. I can't fall for that. I really can't fall for that. I just don't like that pick if they take him there. I think the Saints is BS. There's no way they take Jeremiah Love, and now Kansas City's out. I think if you get Washington to take Jeremiah Love, I think that is going to be a very tough team. If Cliff Kingsbury was still there. But just something to note. Bengals are just going to go defense. It doesn't matter. I think Miami has to take a receiver. I think it's a pretty solid receiver class. I think you can't take out New York Giants on taking a receiver. And again, I really like the direction that the Jets are going in right now. I think they're going to play this draft smart, not take the quarterback because they don't like a lot of guys. They're going to be in a good spot. Rams is going to be very interesting. I think the earliest Ty Simpson will go to the Rams because you can send him back and develop for him. But the Rams also just made an all-in move on Trent McDuffie. But how the Rams work is the Rams are going to want to stay there, take a cheaper guy because they know they're going to have to pay Puka Nacua and then figure out their quarterback situation. So that's something to know, but I think Ty Simpson is in play there. Tampa Bay could take a receiver. No, they're not. I just don't think Tampa Bay is going to be that good. I can't buy Ty Simpson. I think what's going to be really interesting is teams you know that are going to be in the playoffs or have a really good shot picking in the top 10 is Washington. I think the Saints have a chance, and the Chiefs. I think that's really interesting. Like, one team, if they hit on those picks, they're going to be a very, very good team this year, because you're not going to see the Chiefs in the top 10 ever again for a while. And the Chiefs have 29. So if they really, really like a guy they could trade up, that's not really the Chiefs' way of drafting these last few years. They draft very well, too. That's why they're such a good football team. That's something to note. Miami. Miami could always move up, too. I don't think it's for a quarterback. I think it'd be a receiver. But they got that late pick. That's something to note as well. And then New England and Seattle not going anywhere. I wasn't buying Fernando Mendoza, and I kind of am. I think the measurables are there. I think he's a good leader. I would just like to see what he was like in the locker room instead of just like seeing his post-game interviews. Just something to know. I think Caleb Downs is the safest pick in this draft. I think we're going to look back on this draft. And it's just not going to be a great class. I don't think it's going to be a good class. Maybe that's because the quarterbacks and the running backs aren't there. I just don't think it's a good class. I really don't. But who knows? I think this class is what's really interesting about this draft. I feel like I say this every year. The draft starts at 2. Which I don't know the last time I've said that. The draft starts at 2 this year. That's something to know. I think we're going to see a lot of trades. Already 5 teams, multiple first-round picks. So that's something to note. A couple of things to note, too. If you have not followed my page at Falcons Focus, highly recommend you do. I got to start working on some stuff because school's going to start picking up along with that. So just something to note as well. And then we'll see. I'm going to try to work on this a lot more throughout the draft. In the summer, I'm not going to be here at all, so I won't be doing anything. However, I'd like to pick this up back in the fall and do a lot better job than I did last fall for the NFL. I think it's going to be a very heavy work duty next fall. It's going to be a lot of stuff I have to do. It's going to be very enjoyable stuff, but hopefully getting a leadership role at Auburn and working on that and then running this Falcons page pretty seriously now with a good following. We'll see. I really would want to continue this though and make this better, because it really, it's fun to sit down here for 25 minutes just talking about free agency and the draft. And I'll come back on for the draft, probably more post-draft than pre-draft, but just something to note. But if you made it this far, I'll stop talking, and thank you very much for listening. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. I'll talk to you before the draft, and we will see you next time.